Would you say he sweat or he sweated a lot?
He sweated. Now if we give you the wrong answer in all this word, then you go back and we're wrong in everything we say. And the smart fella, you know, he's going to try to trick you up there with some of these answers we give you. And what are you going to do? You're going to come back and say, well, them old ignorant suckers.
I'm going to say, well, they didn't tell me the truth. But I don't think I have to worry about that.
We're telling you just the best we know how. Uh-huh. You see, that's what we tell you.
If something is very, very, very pretty, you'd say it's what?
Beautiful.
Uh-huh.
You know, if somebody was to ride a pretty horse up here and he was this slick and pretty and his head was high and everything, couldn't have nothing on him, you'd say, well, ain't that a beautiful horse, wouldn't he?
Oh boy, there are some dandies too, aren't there?
You sure are. And I wouldn't say nothing about women folks now. I just said that's a beautiful horse.
Yeah.
I don't know. They judge these women. I wouldn't be a good judge.
They're all beautiful, aren't they?
I couldn't turn. You know, I just couldn't go among a bunch of them and go down the line and look them over and say which one's prettiest, because they're all pretty, ain't they?
Yeah.
I couldn't do it.
My office mate had to do that. He judged the beauty contest once.
Well, that's a hard thing, ain't it?
Yeah.
And besides, if he done it with his own heart, you know, his heart and soul, there's women in that bunch of have things against him, you know.
Yeah.
He wouldn't like.
Just have to give first place to all of them.
Mm-hmm. That girl up there graduated this summer, and they want her to be in the beauty contest. Her teacher told her she could win if she could get in there, but you don't know how to dress.
Yeah.
And said she wasn't about to go out on decent, really, just to get to be the prettiest girl.
Yeah.
Yeah, everybody up there, even the merchants up there, they tried to get her to go, but she wouldn't go. All the merchants up there and everybody that knew her, you know. She's one of these little kind of girls.
Said, I'm not going up there dressed undecent for people looking at me.
And let me tell you about her. Ask her daddy or mom about, they ask her about how you like a telephone office, you know, where you're working. And she'll just shake her head. She won't say anything.
Mm-hmm.
She don't like it.
Mm-hmm.
And she really, if she liked it, well, she'd be happy and say things, but she won't tell them. But she's doing pretty good money.
Mm-hmm.
How much is it doing, Mom? About $4?
Dollar
an
hour.
Yeah, dollar an hour.
Mm-hmm. Just
you know,
5 hours
once she'd come out of school, she didn't want to go on to college, you know. She didn't want to go to college. She wanted to go work in the bank. So I went over there to my banker, and I told Virgil about the girl. And he said that you bring her in here someday. I want to talk with her. So I was taking her over there. He sat down and he talked to ask her a lot of questions, asked her if she'd taken shorthand or anything like that. She told him no, she hadn't. She'd taken typing and everything like that. And she typed pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, well, I'll tell you, you go back home and write me a letter, and I'm going to file that letter right here. And the first one walks out, you got a job.
Ooh.
See, as soon as he gets the opening, she's going to work in the bank. She wanted to do that.
Mm-hmm.
Me and her went over there, and she planned it, you know, she liked to work in the bank. And I said, well, I got the best banker, I think, in the world. He told me, he said, anything you ask me, I'll do it.
Mm-hmm.
He said, you write your name on a piece of paper and tell me a man's all right and he gets money in my bank. And, you know, him and his wife come out here one evening and stay all evening with us.
Yeah.
And he said, anything you say goes in my bank.
Ooh.
And he's a nice fella, you know, he loved me. And so I taken this girl, I went over and asked him about him. I told him about the girl. I said, she's a nice girl. She's laid out in the country. She don't know no tricks or smart things. She's not a smart girl. And I said, she never had a boyfriend that I knew of. And he said,